Brian Epstein took over another Liverpool artist at about this time. His name was Billy Kramer. Brian put a J in the middle of his name and gave him a new backing group, the Dakotas from Manchester. He persuaded George Martin to produce them as well. On April 26, 1963, Billy J. Kramer released the Lennon and McCartney song, Do You Want to Know a Secret?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear.
On May 18th, they began another national tour, this time sharing the bill with Roy Orbison, who was very big in Britain at the time, and Jerry and the Pacemakers. Here's what Roy says about the tour.
I told the boys that if they kept their hairstyle, and it was short by English standards, it was very short, but to keep that hairstyle and to keep the clothes they were wearing, let it be known that they were English, for sure, and then get on the Ed Sullivan Show or something like that, then they'd be as big in America.
During this tour, they began to cause riots, though not the sort which made the national papers, which were still ignoring them. On this tour, tickets for their shows appeared on the black market. Jelly babies were thrown at them on stage after George Harrison had mentioned that he loved them. They were also mobbed at the theater, backstage, and at their hotel. Neil Aspinall, a friend from the Liverpool Institute, who was now their trusty road manager, found it harder and harder to get things done. So another friend, Mal Evans, the bouncer from the Cavern, was taken on to help him. On July 12, 1963, the Beatles released an EP. It was called Twist and Shout because of the popularity and the demand for the song. It went straight to the top of the charts, even though it contained four cuts and was not a single. On August 3rd, the Beatles appear at the Cavern for the last time. MC Bob Wooler explains.
The Beatles played their last date at the Cavern, August Bank Holiday 63. They never came back again. I think Paul paid a sentimental journey visit about 68. And I do believe John visited Matthew Street on some occasion behind his shaded rose, just to point out to someone special to him that that was where they played. They played the Cavern more times than any other venue in the world. We had them there about 300 times, and it is almost my honor and my frustrations at times to announce them.
On August 23rd, they released their fourth Parlophone single, She Loves You. This is the start of the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah period and the beginning of real national fame. Liverpool was now becoming famous as the city they had come from. This one tune characterized the Beatles' appeal and magic and was the song that was most associated with the start of Beatlemania in Britain.
John and I wrote it together. We were in a van up in Newcastle somewhere. We were just going up to our hotel and I originally got an idea of doing one of those answering songs where a couple of us sing about She Loves You and the other one sort of says the yes, yes bit, you know, yeah, yeah, answering whoever's saying it, you know, but yeah. We decided that was a crummy idea anyway, as it was, but that at least we had the idea to write a song called She Loves You then, and we just sat up in the hotel bedroom for a few hours and wrote it, you know.
Paul's father had an interesting comment about the lyrics.
And he'd say, son, there's enough of these Americanisms around, couldn't you sing yes, 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 just for once, you know, couldn't you? You don't understand, Dad. It can't be yes, yes, yes. It wouldn't work. Are you sure? You know, and all that. But, you know, that's great. That's Dad's, isn't it?